back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Waukesha. Waukesha. An unbelievably blockheaded ruling from a Republican judge, Michael Boren. Believe it or not, he just ruled that the DNR does not have the authority to regulate forever chemicals. That's the ultimate Republican ruling. Manufacturers sued saying, you know, we want to dump forever chemicals into the water in Wisconsin. We have a right to do it, and too bad, so sad, if people drinking it are exposed to cancer. Let them drink bottled water. And a Republican judge in Waukesha said, right on. You're absolutely right. Now, let me tell you something. Enough is enough. Wisconsin is known for clean water. You know, Minnesota is a land of 10,000 lakes. I think, really, we have more lakes than Minnesota. We have terrific lakes. You know, I fish the Chippewa Flowage. I've swam up in Oconto and that area. Gone to over the falls at Big Smoky and the Wolf River. Clean water supports hunting, it supports fishing, supports tourism, agriculture. And it's a major draw for industry, attracting people to this state in executive positions. They like to live here. If we're a bottled water state like Flint, Michigan, we are not going to be Wisconsin. How can the Republican Party, state through their judge and through all of their lobbyists and their legislators that they do not want to protect the water of Wisconsin and get reelected, even in a gerrymandered legislature? I've got a message for you hunters and fishermen. You don't want forever chemicals. Forever means forever, by the way. That's not going to break down once it gets into our groundwater, in our lakes, rivers, and streams. It's not going to break down in your lifetime. It's not going to break down for 100,000 years. You know how long 100,000 years is? Maybe 500,000 years. You know how long that is? 500,000 years is before Homo sapiens had evolved. And you're going to sit by, and I have news for you. You will vote Republican anyway. You will vote to poison your water. You will vote to use tax money, $4 billion, to get a Chinese company to come here and scam us, turn over 1,000 acres of prime industrial land, and have them, not us, turn down Intel and Oshkosh that would give high-wage 1,000 jobs. And they scammed us on not giving 10,000 jobs. And you will vote for that. And you will deserve it, what you get. You will drink bottled water. You will continue to be a pigeon, scammed out of tax money. You will continue to let Republicans use tax money for political purposes with a Gableman stumbling around the state. You will permit all of this, and you will deserve what you get. That is not Wisconsin. That is not Fighting Bob La Follette's Wisconsin. We go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
I think I'm really glad you brought the story up and hit the points. You know, you think the people of Waukesha would learn, right? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Scott Walker and the Republicans in the state went hat in hand, you know, to the compact to tap into Lake Michigan, right? Because the water is so polluted in Waukesha. It's like, I don't understand what these people don't get. You know, once you change this stuff, it's almost irreversible. And you look at who's back in their party, like the Koch brothers. They're one of the biggest polluters organizations in the whole country. You know, people really need to wake up and realize, look at the cancer rates in Waukesha County. they're off the charts.
That's a good point, Robert. You know, the truth of the matter is that when people, votes matter, votes have consequence. You vote for people who are going to install judges and they're going to lobby and say the DNR cannot, has no authority, none, to control forever chemicals. Then you're limited to federal action. And then you have Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch attacking Biden on that in the EPA. People throughout history have frequently voted to injure and destroy themselves. Give you some examples. In Algeria, maybe 15 years ago, a proposition was put to people in an election, give up your right to vote. The government will do it for you. And it passed. It passed. In Britain, they put a referendum. You want to get out of the EU? Russia hacked into it, said that if they didn't get out of the EU, they'd lose their health care, which is false. The contrary was true. The EU has public health care for everybody. That's a custom. So they voted to get out, and now they have severe economic consequences as a result. Just because it's a democracy and you can vote doesn't ensure that you're going to vote the way that's at all rational in your own interests or in the interests of your country. People will vote to destroy themselves. And this particular vote for judges, in this case in Waukesha, but also for Voss, for Walker, for all the rest of them, manipulated by Republican donors, results in a ruling from a Republican judge that says the DNR does not have the authority to regulate forever chemicals. Forever chemicals are in the water. Remember up in Marinette, people are drinking bottled water in Marinette and in Kewaunee County. That's a CAFO, a concentrated animal feeding operation, different issue. You have people in central Wisconsin, companies drilling deep wells, sucking out hundreds of thousands of gallons of water. You have dried up lakes, dried up streams, lower levels in lakes. You have forever chemicals in water, in Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Milwaukee. You know, deer drink that water. That water is used to irrigate. The cancer spreads, or the risk of cancer, beyond the original site. We have a chance to stop it. The DNR trying to do something, pass regulations. But as long as people vote Republican, yes, it's a gerrymandered legislature, but as long as they vote Republican, they're voting themselves into peasantry. It's as simple as that. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. For the life of me, I don't understand anybody in the Republican Party anymore. It's just, Tony Evers came and he's tried to clean up the state, tried to clean up the environment, fix the roads, and do some really good things, and the Republicans buck him at every turn. He can't even confirm his cabinet, for God's sake. It's just a party of opposition. And Biden, he's trying to clean up Trump's mess yet. And he hasn't completed it. And you know, if Mitch gets in, he will block everything, everything. It doesn't matter if it's good. If Biden likes it, he doesn't like it. The same thing with Tony. If Tony likes it, they don't like it. There's no compromise left anymore. It's just ridiculous. And if you don't think that China and Russia is watching this Republican Party, which is half of it's the Putin Party, with this election, you're crazy. I get pretty excited here. When you're still litigating the 2020 election, you have a president called down to Georgia on the phone, for goodness sakes, and tried to overturn. Hey, just give me some more votes down here. Well, anyway, I got to quit rambling on. But the Republican Party, for Christ's sake, I mean, for goodness sakes, at least have a platform. They don't even have a platform, for goodness sakes.
Well, thanks, Paul. Good passion.
People anymore.
Good passion, Paul. And you make a lot of great points. And it really comes down to this, the most profound thing you just said. Russia and China are paying attention. They know we're divided. January 6th was the poster child for that. That's why China is threatening Taiwan. That's why Russia went into Ukraine. They know that Trump is Putin's man. They know that a big slice of the Republican leadership are Putin's men. And that is what's happening. And what we have got to do is fight back as a nation, be as unified as possible, and stand tall. Thanks for calling. Next is Jesse of Madison, my friend. Jesse, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for having me, Matt. This is going to sound a little off topic at first, but I promise I'll bring it around quickly. There's an old philosophical debate in theology of whether or not, you know, atheism is the way to go or your faith is. And it goes like, well, if you don't believe in God and there is one, then you're in trouble. But if I believe in God and there's not one, then what do I really have to lose at it? And here's the answer to that. When you look at the Republican voting bloc today, and now I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having faith as long as you're using it to build up community and lift others up. But when you believe in an afterlife so fervently, the natural endpoint is that that life is more important than this one, and that this one doesn't matter. It's just a dress rehearsal. And I've grown up around this. This is what they believe. The evangelical Christians that are hardcore Republicans believe that this life doesn't matter, that everything is for the afterlife. So when you talk about pollution, they don't care. They don't care about getting ripped off in fact, a lot of them believe that it's their job to bring about the second coming. So they don't care about anything about this life.
Yeah, Jesse, let me just break in. We're about to go to a break, but a couple of things, just so you know, Jesse, I'm a Christian. I'm a practicing Catholic, and I also believe in an afterlife. So I want to divorce religion from all this. We believe in separation of church and state. I have great respect for anybody who has faith. And I think there are plenty of people with faith who are do care about the present here. So I respect your passion, but I would steer it a little differently. And we're going to a break right now, 844-967-2789. Line's still open. I will get back to you in further comments. Thank you for your call right after the break.